Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Piedmont United Methodist Church on this last Sunday of May, as we still celebrate the Easter season, which today is the Ascension Sunday, where we celebrate the ascension of Jesus Christ to heaven. Happened, according to history, after the 40th day of Easter. So it was technically on Thursday, but we celebrate Ascension Sunday just after that Thursday. Many times we don't celebrate that much and we don't hear a lot about Ascension, but it's a very important event in our faith. So let us take a moment to celebrate that, and also I'll be preaching from that today. I'm glad to have Susan with us playing and filling in for Wayne. Wayne and Carol are traveling, and pray for their travel mercies. And also Tom here, Susan's husband, with her. Thanks for joining us today, and God bless you in your ministry. The announcements, I'll quickly go over that. The regular announcements, I don't want to go each and every one of them. We do not have a luncheon today as we have scheduled. Many people are traveling and are out of town, so we decided to cancel that. I know Vicky has brought some cake, but either you can give it to us or you can take it home and eat by yourself.
What's back in the garden?
But sorry, I sent an email out yesterday when I found out that most people will not be here. But sorry about that. But we'll gather up again next month. Our annual conference will start this coming Thursday through Saturday. And we have a couple of people attending it, Miss Lou and Margaret, and I believe Jean Barrington. So hopefully they will bring us some good news about all the things that have happened on a conference level after the meeting following that. Hopefully our cooking class and art classes can be scheduled next week, depending on how the things turn out. But please wait for emails or announcements as we come closer to that. As I have announced earlier, my wife and I will be traveling for the next 2 weeks, and Miss Lou will be administering the Holy Communion next Sunday. And I have already blessed the elements. She is a retired pastor, and Jean Barrington, our certified speaker, also will be assisting her. So we will have Holy Communion next Sunday. And we'll be having a great sermon too, and we are looking forward to that. So hopefully you will record that. I can listen to it when I come back. Jean Barrington will be preaching the following Sunday. So we are working with him also on that. And I'll be back on the third Sunday in June. The attendance and collections are listed for your continued prayers and participation for our ministry through this church, and we thank you for all your donations and also your witness and your leadership in the church. Many of you have taken up so much different responsibilities, and it's grateful that we do that. And we accept our donations online through our website. If you want to do credit card or debit cards, many other options like online drafting from the bank account are available through our website. If you prefer to do that, please use that opportunity as well. Those are the announcements that I have. Today is also the Memorial Day. Tomorrow is the Memorial Day. We celebrate today as we remember those who have given the ultimate sacrifice of their lives. And let us be thankful for their work, and also be thankful to God for the liberty that we enjoy. It is not something that that we have a right to. God has given the liberty to us as a gift. So as we use it, we have to be grateful to God and also to this nation that we can still be free. And we see a lot of things happening around the world, and I don't have to tell you all of that. But God has blessed us with the freedom. And let us also remember the families of those who have passed, and let God's grace be with them also today as we remember it. Are there any special announcements or anything else that anybody wants to bring up? If there are no other announcements, okay, as it's coming back up, let us turn to the hymnal. Hymn number 77, our opening hymn, How Great Thou Art. we will sing stanzas 1, 3 and 4. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for this beautiful morning that you have given us to come together and gather in your name and worship you, Lord, with all the saints in heaven and also in on this earth. We thank you for the good health and strength you have given us in our bodies to get up this morning to see a new day. Every day is a gift from you to God, and we thank you for the gift of life and all the things that come with it, Lord. We thank you for above all for the opportunity that you gave us to become your children through your Son Jesus Christ, who came here in this world and lived among us as one of us and died for us, and he rose from the dead and ascended into heaven, and he is sitting at the right hand of God on the throne. And that is why we are here today, Lord, because he chose us to be your children. And help us, Lord, to be grateful for that every day. We thank you for the church that you have given us to have fellowship here and worship here together. And we thank you for the freedom that you have given us in this country and also in this world to worship you, Lord. We are thankful for this nation and the opportunities and freedom that we have in this country. We remember those who fought for defending our nation, for our freedom and for the liberty by their dedicated service and paid the ultimate price of giving their lives. We thank you for their services, and we remember them, and also we remember their families at this time. We also pray for those who are still in the military, and we remember your servants with gratitude and courage. For those who serve this country in its hour of need, and especially for those who gave their lives, we thank you for them. We remember their families as well, Lord. We again thank you for the opportunity you give us, Lord. Help us, Lord, always to be grateful for all the things that we enjoy in our lives. Bless us today with your presence, so that we can worship you in truth and in spirit, that your name will be lifted up and your people be blessed. In the singing we do here, in the prayers we make, and the meditation of the word that we hear today, all bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
It's our fellowship time now. If you are able, please stand up and greet each other in Christian love. As you are get settled, Susan is going to be playing a special for us, so let's listen and sit and enjoy. Responsive reading today is taken from Psalm 62. We will be reading from 5 through 12 verses. It's on page 787 in that blue hymnal book. If you are able, please stand and join the reading, and Miss Lou will be leading that.
For God alone, my soul wait in silence.
For my hope is from God, who alone is my rock and my salvation. My fortress, I shall not be shaken.
On God rests my deliverance and my honor, my mighty rock, my refuge in God.
Trust in God all the time. O people, pour out your heart before God, who is a refuge for us.
Those of low estate are but a breath. Those of high estate are a delusion. In bounds they go up. They are together, lighter than a breath.
Put no confidence in extortion. Set no vain hopes on robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart on them.
Once God has spoken, twice have I heard this power belongs to God.
And to you, O Lord, belongs steadfast love.
For you repay all according to their works. The word of God for the peoples of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated.
It's our prayer time now as a church family. We gather together and share our prayers of blessings to thank God for all the blessings that we receive. And also at the same time we share our prayers of concerns and burdens together and take it and lift them up to the throne of grace of God. God's promises that He will answer our prayers according to His time and His will. Trusting in that promises, let us go to God in prayer together. The regular prayer items that we continue to pray for are listed at the back of the bulletin. If you want to turn to that and use this list as a regular prayer item on your prayer desk at home. Some of the call outs from here that, as I mentioned, Mr. George Worg is still in the hospital. He has some improvement. Please continue to pray for him. And Thomas John is discharged from the hospital, recovering at home. And keep Martha in our prayers. I haven't seen her online. Maybe she had the chemo, had some problems with that, the reactions. So sometimes she doesn't join for the service on that week. So please keep her in our prayers for God's grace to be with her. As I mentioned, Wayne and Carol are traveling. They're attending a conference in Tennessee. So please keep them in our prayers. And the former pastor's family, please pray for Gene Brown's family. His funeral was on Tuesday, and many of members of our church attended. I was there too. The beautiful service that they had, a send-off for him. Let us pray for that family for peace and comfort. You added Marvie Thompson?
Marvie Thompson. She's supposed to die at the hospital yesterday. She's been in the hospital about 3 months now.
Okay.
And
let's keep her in our prayers as well.
She's got a lot of conditions, things going on with her.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, let us continue to keep our military in our prayers. Especially, we have Ian, who is in active service, and I just talked to Terry. He talks to him regularly, so please keep him in our prayers for God's grace to be with him. And all the military members, and particularly as we remember those who have given their life for the service of this country and the freedom that we enjoy. Let us be thankful and also pray for their families today. Our nation, our president, leaders of Congress, governors of state, and all those who make decisions that affect our lives. Let us pray that God will give them the wisdom to make the right decisions, especially during this election time. This election year, God's Holy Spirit will move through the nation so that the right people will be elected at the places that we are elections for. And also for unity. And as you have already heard about the shooting and all those things are happening again, this world is in peril and we know that. And in addition to the pandemic, we are causing our own problems. So God has to intervene and God is the only solution that we are going to. So let us be deeply in prayer these days that God will intervene and bring peace to this world and change people's hearts, that people will love each other and to be more patient. So let us be prayerful for that. And also our service workers, particularly keep our trucking company and truck drivers in our prayers. I heard a lot of stories that they don't have enough drivers. Please keep them in our prayers along with all of our service workers, delivery people, our doctors and nurses, our trash workers and grocery clerks. Let us be thankful for their services. At the same time, lift them up for their safety and their family's safety. Are there any special call-outs for prayer? Yes, Robert.
Please pray for my neighbor that lives directly across the street from me, Jane Stuckey.
Please pray for Carrie and also his family as well. Paul, thanks for joining. Do you have any prayer items or requests? And I don't see Martha.
No, not this morning.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How's Bob Donald doing, do you know?
I haven't heard from him. I believe Margaret talked to Kathy. They are still having some difficulty with him moving back him to Mississippi. And I know he wants to go back really bad. But they have to make the right arrangements. And he has been an active dentist for years. Now he's not taking it very lightly when he's in a facility with no freedom. So please keep him in our prayers. And he's still in good spirits. He can talk. And we talked about visiting him. If you guys have time, he loves to have company. That's what he's missing. And there's the facility is in Dahlonega. It's on 400 on the Highway 19, right on that side. So you can look it up. I think I mentioned the name of that one time. If anybody wants to go, look it up. It's on Dahlonega, the new facility there. If anybody wants to go, let me know or send me a text or email. I'll send you the address. So please take a time if you have like 30 minutes to go and chit chat with him. He enjoys that. I did that and he showed me a collection of all the Bible versions that he keeps. A lot of different versions. So he should have been a pastor, I guess. So please keep him in our prayers and his family. Any others? If there are no special call-outs, let us go to God in prayer. Spend a few moments in silent prayer where we can lift up our unspoken prayers. And I will close with a summarized prayer after that. Let us pray. The scripture says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, bring your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Loving God, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given us to pray together, lifting up our needs and also lifting up others' needs today. Thank you for the gift of life that you have given us, along with all the joys and blessings that we enjoy. Thank you for the good health and strength you have given us in our bodies to get up this morning to live another day in this world. Thank you for the opportunity that you have given us to gather in your name as your children and the freedom that we have. And we thank you for covering us with your love and protection every day. At the same time, we come before you as broken people, broken in many ways, in our bodies, in our spirit, in our souls. You are the one who can make us whole because you are our creator. You are the source of all good things and you desire only good for us, O God. We seek your presence and raise our burdens and concerns into your throne of grace at this time, Lord. We thank you for all of those healings that you have started working on, various people that we have been praying for. Thank you for the healing that you have started giving to George and Thomas and Martha and all those that we have been lifting up your throne. We pray for those who are still continuing with various other issues. We pray for healing, that your healing hand will touch them and heal them. Above all, we pray for peace in their lives and their dear ones' life at this time, Lord. We also pray for the family of those who have departed us, particularly the family of Jean Brown and the other people who have lost their dear ones. We pray for your peace to be with them and above all your comforting presence be with the families during this time. We pray for Bob Donald and many others who are in different facilities with various care at this time. We pray for your grace be upon them and give them the hope and the patience during this time of their stay in their life. We pray for Jane Stuckey as we heard about the procedures that she has to go through. We pray for your grace upon her and bless the doctors and nurses to do the right thing for her. And also we pray for Carrie Wally as she's also going through the issues with the health. Bless and also the healing hand will touch, Lord. We pray for your continued grace and mercy upon that family. We pray for our country as we celebrate the Memorial Day. We thank you for all those who have given their lives at ultimate sacrifice for the cause of freedom and defending us, Lord. We thank you for their services. We pray for their families also. We also pray for our military who are in active duty. Particularly, we lift up Ian into your hands. Be with him, Lord. Give him the grace that he needs and the mercies to be safe wherever he is, Lord. And we pray for our police, our fire, all of our grocery workers and service personnel, medical personnel and doctors and nurses and our trash workers, truck drivers and all of those who serve us every day, Lord. We pray for your grace and mercy upon them. Bless them with your grace. We pray for their safety. We pray for their family safety also. We pray for our nation at this time of this election time. We pray that you will bring us united, Lord, together to lead the world as you have called us to do. And we pray for our nation's president, our vice president, leaders of the Congress, the governors of the state, and all of those who are making decisions, that will be guided by the Holy Spirit and make the right choices and right decisions, Lord. We commit them into your hands. We pray for unity in this country, Lord. A lot of violence again started popping up, Lord. We don't have the answers to any of these things, Lord. And we look up to you for giving us the answer. But Lord, we pray that you will change the hearts of people, that we can be loving to each other, to be patient with each other, to respect each other, Lord, so that we can unite together and be one nation under God. We thank you again for your grace and mercy upon this nation. Bless us today, Lord, as we worship together, to worship you in truth and in spirit with all the saints in this world and in heaven, and to lift up your name in our prayers, in our meditation of the word, and everything that we hear, do here today. Bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. Be with us and bless us, Lord, as we go from this place, that we can be more powerful witnesses for your love in this world. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offering, please. Please stand for the doxology. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Let us pray. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Loving God, you are the source of all that we have and all we are. You gave us more than we could ever deserve, Lord. In Jesus Christ, you have given us more than we could ever deserve. Gracious and loving God, we understand that you call us to be the stewards of your abundance and caretakers. Take this portion of what you have given us that we are bringing to you, Lord. Bless this and use this for your glory and the ministry of this church to bring up your love and to share your love and care and compassion to this community and around us, Lord. Thank you again for the opportunity to use our gifts, our talents, our money, and our witness for your glory. And help us, Lord, to be faithful in everything we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
As you remain standing, we will read the scripture, which is taken today from Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, verses 42 through 53, and also the book of Acts, chapter 1, verses 8 through 11.
They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it, and ate it in their presence. He said to them, "This is what I told you while I was with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." When he had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they stayed continually at the temple praising God. Our reading continues from the book of Acts, chapter 1, verses 8 through 11. Jesus said, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." After he had said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. "Men of Galilee," they said, "why do you stand here looking into the sky? This is the same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven. Will come back in the same way that you have seen him go into heaven." These are the words of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God and living Word, we thank you for the gift of your Word that you have given us to be life and spirit. Help us, Lord, to receive your Word with humility and obedience, that it will become a blessing in our life and to be a blessing to this world through our lives. Give us a humble heart and an obedient spirit. Illumine our souls so that we can see the mysteries behind your word and obey that and apply that in our lives, Lord. Help us, bless us with your presence and empower us with your spirit. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Today is an Ascension Sunday, so we got that cross, that wooden carving, hung in a plastic bag at the door last Sunday. We don't know who gave it to us. We have no idea where it came from. So if you know anybody, please thank them for that. We are grateful for that donation, and thanks be to God for that. The Ascension, just like Easter, is very important in our faith. A lot of times we don't celebrate the Ascension as much as we celebrate Easter or Christmas. And we all know about Christmas, and we know all about Easter. Two Sundays, many people prefer to go to church. But Ascension is an important event, because if in the creed that we adopt and we affirm on Sundays, in many Sundays that we do, It's also mentioned in there. If you look at our Apostles' Creed or even the Nicene Creed, which were created years ago, right? The Nicene Creed was like in 325, something like that, AD. So we are talking about the 4th century on. We have been affirming our faith based on the faith that we have on these things. And we say that he descended to the dead and he rose from the dead and he ascended into heaven. That is what we affirm when we affirm the faith through the Nicene Creed that we recite during Sundays. So it is an important event in the history of the church, and also the story of our faith. Ascension is very important. And Jesus Christ, as we celebrated Easter, he rose from the dead and he appeared to many, many people during this time between his resurrection and ascension to heaven. And at some place it says that he appeared at least 500 people. So there is hundreds of people who are witnesses of his resurrected body after his resurrection and before his ascension. But at the same time, we look at the ministry of Jesus, who came to this world as a little baby in a lowly manger, who came down from heaven. That's what we believe. And he was with God, and he is God, who left the throne of grace of glory in heaven and then came here to this earth and lived this human life among us so that he can be one among us, to share our sufferings, to share our pains. And then he gave his life for the sins of this world, so, and also won victory over death, so that you don't have to worry about sin and death anymore. You don't have to be afraid of that. And then he gave us a commandment. One of the commandments, you all know that the greatest commandment while he taught in this world was to love each other. Love God and love each other. And in these two commandments, all the other commandments are fulfilled. That's what he taught us. And then during his resurrection time, he gave us the power to win victory over death, that we don't have to be afraid of death anymore. So he gave us a hope of resurrection after death. Our life does not end in this world. There is an eternity that God has given us to rise again from the dead. And when he ascended into heaven, he gave us another message that we, after resurrection, there is a place that we go to. You know, they looked up in the sky, as we read there, did he actually go into the clouds, to the space? There's no air, no, you know, it's a vacuum. Where did he go? So the scripture definitely tells us that he ascended into heaven. Heaven is the place of God, where God is and God's presence is. That's where he came from, and that's where he returned to. That's what we believe. So our resurrection is not only a resurrection from the dead, victory over death, but also the ascension is important in that we have a place to go to. It's not somewhere that unknown place. It is a place well known because Jesus is already there, and we will be joining him when we rise up from our dead bodies, and we join him in heaven with the Father. So it is a place that is sure that we will be going together. That is what the importance of ascension is. A lot of times the concept about heaven and where we go after death is kind of, you know, very cloudy, and sometimes people don't even know where we go. But rest assured that as Christians we believe in resurrection, and also we believe in the ascension of our bodies, our raised bodies with Christ, to be in heaven, to a place, a location, definitely with Jesus Christ, who is with the Father. And our presence will be there with Jesus as in eternity. That's what we believe. So be assured of that fact, because Jesus Christ is in heaven, preparing place for us. That's what he said that he when he left. So this miraculous ascension of Jesus Christ, who was taken up after his resurrection, and they were witnesses of that. They were looking and they were talking to him first, and then as they were talking to him, he was lifted up in the clouds, and then they could not see him anymore. The presentation of Christ by Luke, has we see that in his last chapter of the Luke's Gospel that we just read, and also the first part of Acts that we read. Both books were written by Luke. Remember, Luke was not a Christian. He was not a Jew either. He was a Gentile. A doctor by profession, that's what historians say. He wrote a historical book to somebody, probably a governor of that state or somebody who was a powerful Theophilus. That's what he says. I am writing this book for you as a historical document. That's what he starts with Acts when he writes it. And he's a Gentile, a Greek guy, who started writing about the history of what happened there. And that's what we have Luke's Gospel and then the book of Acts. That's where the clearer picture of what happened during Ascension, that Luke, who wrote this history by interviewing a lot of people who witnessed these things. That's how these books were written. So Luke's Gospel starts with the coming of Christ. If we look at the Christmas story, that's the beautiful Christmas story on all the Gospels that I like to read, is from Luke. And then he ends his book with the Ascension of Jesus Christ. So the coming of Christ, the birth of Christ, through the Ascension of Christ, Luke compiles all of these things, where he brings the message between the birth and between the Ascension is the message of salvation. That's what he brings it so beautifully. A Greek guy, that he gave us this book. So that is the message of the Ascension, is that between the birth and the Ascension of Christ is the message of salvation. The salvation that God has brought to this world. When we were away from God, God chose us to bring us back to God through Jesus Christ. So from coming of the Lord from heaven to earth, and then his going from earth to heaven, then shows that the message of salvation is complete. And Jesus said it is finished when he gave his life on the cross. There is nothing more we have to do. Jesus Christ completed the message of salvation as he lived in this world and he ascended to heaven. And we don't have to do any work, just to believe in him. And it is by faith we are saved and not by any works. So we don't have to do any work. We don't have to do any pilgrimage. We don't have to a particular temple or a place for our salvation. It's already been accomplished. All you have to do is to receive it and accept it in faith. And that is what the message of the gospel is all about. The significance of ascension also is about the second coming of Christ. It does not end in this world. He blessed them. We see that before he was taken up, we read that there that he blessed them with a benediction and told them to stay where they are and to receive power from the Holy Spirit, and then go out into the world and be witnesses for this cause of the love that he showed us. So he came to earth to bless and not to curse, and in blessing he departed. In blessing he departed. He came into this world in love and not in anger, and in love he went away. He came not as a condemning judge, but as a compassionate friend, and as a friend he returned to his Father, so that we can have a friend in Jesus. You know, you hear that commercial on radio, you have a friend in the diamond industry. We have a friend in Jesus, and we have a friend in heaven now. That is our courage, our boldness, that we can go there because we already have a friend there, and he is there waiting for us. The response of the witnesses was very important too, as we study the significance of this ascension. The response of the witnesses. We read there that the disciples returned and were filled with joy. That's very important. I thought it was very special too. Whenever we see people off, we usually are not very joyful, right? When we see our loving ones depart, we have some guests our home for some days now, and when they depart, it's kind of a little sad. And I remember yesterday our grandson came and stayed with us for a few hours. He enjoys it every time he comes there. He doesn't want to go back. And he makes a fit whenever his parents come and pick him up. But departure is not a very pleasant thing for many of us. It breaks our hearts, and you all know that. But in this case, when they saw Jesus taken up into heaven, we read that they were filled with joy. Because the joy is that Jesus is going to heaven to prepare a place for us. That is what they were filled with joy. So the ascension, or the departure of Jesus, is not something that we grieve about. It is something that we rejoice about. Because of his ascension, we know that we are assured a place. Because he is there already there. So they were filled with joy. The reason the disciples were so full of great joy is that they now clearly understood the person and the work of salvation. That is when their souls were illumined and their eyes were opened. And you know the rest of the story, that every one of them who witnessed it became a martyr for the cause of the gospel and spread the gospel in this world. That's why we are here today. That's why I am here today. Because they gave their life for the cause of the gospel and went around and preached the gospel in spite of their threat to their lives. The ascension teaches us the second coming of Jesus Christ. He said that there was an angel who appeared in the clouds, and they said, they were still looking at the sky like that, and then the angel said, why are you men looking at the sky? And they said, the same Jesus that you left, seeing you living here today, will come back again in glory. And that was the promise that they were given to the angels. Jesus will come again. Men of Galilee, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way as you have seen him go to heaven. And we are asked to wait for his second coming. That is the reason why the disciples were full of joy when they saw Jesus departing to the clouds. So when he rose from the dead and appeared to the disciples, was to go and spread the good news. Go and spread the good news. And here the commandment was that wait until I return. So we are being asked to wait for his coming again. The same Jesus appeared to these disciples is appearing to us in everyday life. Many times when we are going through our situations of our lives in our struggles, frustrated and afraid and disappointed sometimes and afraid, God, Jesus Christ is there appearing and promising us to be there with us. When he returns again, he will raise our frail bodies from the dead, and he will give us a transformed body from our graves. The believers who are living will be raptured off from the face of the earth. That's what we read in the scripture. And in Thessalonians chapter 4 we read that. Our mortal bodies will put on immortality so that we will never die. Jesus will transform our lowly body so that we will be like his body. By death and resurrection, Christ defeated sin and death. He ascended to the right hand of God to come again and remove all evil from this world. He will establish a kingdom of peace and love and joy. This is the hope that we have in this fallen world. So be cheerful, be encouraged among the bad news that we hear every day. The shooting and the violence and the treacherous things that are happening that really makes us sad. Be joyful, because God is going to establish his kingdom through Jesus Christ. And we will enjoy that, and like the disciples, be joyful. And wait for that coming of his second coming to establish that kingdom. We are asked to wait patiently. Sometimes we want him to come today, right? Some days we like to have him today. Jesus, why are you waiting? We are tired. But be patient. There was a movie, and there's a real story about this dog in Japan called Hachiko. Probably heard that, saw that movie. A dog that he remembered for his unusual faithfulness to his owner, a university professor who commuted to his work from a train station every day. We actually went and saw that place while we were in Japan. The dog's name is Hachiko. And the professor's dog used to accompany him every day from his home to the train station, every morning when he went to work. And then he goes back, and when the professor comes back at 3 p.m., he will be there from home. They were in a walking distance. And this continued for like 30 years. Not 13 years. This dog continued to come and see him off and then goes home. And around 3 o'clock he knows that his master will be coming back. So he comes and receives him every day. Continued for 13 years. And one day the dog waited for his master. The master did not come back. He had a heart attack and he died at work. And sadly, but for this dog, for the rest of his life, I believe it's another 2 years, he continued to do the same thing. He came there, waited for his master, but could not find him, and returned back, Hachiko. And there's a little statue of that dog there called Hachiko that we saw that too there, to remember, as a remembrance of that faithful dog. Until he died, that dog died, he continued to do that every day, to come and wait for this professor to come back. But that's a story that I wanted to share, because we are asked to wait. Unlike the professor who didn't show up, we are waiting for somebody who is going to show up. He will come back because we know that he is alive, not like the professor who is dead. Jesus is alive and he is at the right hand of God in heaven, living again, living now as a living God. So he is going to come back unlike anybody else. We are asked to be faithful in waiting for the Master's return. Paul calls it an enduring hope, a hope that is live and alive in this world. Despite harsh opposition, they all had this hope in this world, our forefathers. So let us live with that hope. One day we will join Jesus Christ and he's going to come back. So wait patiently for him, and let us have that patience to wait and rejoice in his coming. And may the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place. Be filled with the hope that Jesus is coming, and he's coming for sure, and we are waiting for his return. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place. Amen. The closing hymn is Standing on the Promises of God, which is 374 in the Blue Hymnal Book. We will sing stanzas 1, 3, and 4, which is 374 verses 1, 3, and 4. Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. On the promises of God, standing on the promises of Christ the Lord, bound to him eternally by love's strong hold, overcoming daily with the Spirit's word, standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises I cannot fall. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call. Resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. As we remember, remain standing. Please turn to page 881. We want to affirm our faith, the Apostles' Creed, as we go from this place and acknowledge the coming and the waiting of Christ's return. 881. Let us affirm our faith together. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Now go in peace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you, now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen. Amen.